Time now for the pre-show for Tuesday, right? Okay, because it better fucking be Tuesday, because I got all kinds of shit I got to do. I got a lot of shit. I got to turn this thing down and watch. What is this shit? Is this? I want to watch a hockey game, man. I don't want to see a profile. I don't want to watch. You know, I better not watch this, because this reverts to DirecTV. I was watching some of the guys talking. You know, Lightning and the who are they playing? They're playing. They're not playing. The playoffs are not on yet. I don't know what I'm talking about. The Blue Jackets. What time's the fucking game? Is it over? It's got to be over. Yeah, it's over.
What the?
So, these kids are great. They're just...
Well, yeah, you know, like, it's this playoff hockey is where it's at. Look at this fucked up... Apologize, bitch.
All right. Hey, sit down, dude. They don't want you getting up in the middle of the interview. They all got done talking. The kid's all like getting up and shit. He don't get it about TV. You're not supposed to do that. Man, really? Okay, 3 minutes. We'll go to 33.
All I need is you. Mm-hmm.
These guys are like, you know.
Yeah. Right. Most of like when I was playing in Flint Lawn, you know, I'd put a lay on a good two-hander. A lot of people thought I was talking about pulling on my dick, but no, it's you take a stick and you just lay a guy out, you know?
What did you do when you were there last year? Did you have the same feelings about life, or was your wife still banging? Was she banging the coach at that time, right? Wasn't that what was happening with you and other things?
Well, you know, you got to let that go. You got to let it slide and just think about the next game, you know, because I got 140. I don't even know how many games we play anymore. I lose consciousness. Okay, thank you.
So there you go. Here's Junior. This is the guy they were just interviewing. Who's this guy? Josh Anderson. All right, man. Which of the fucking media is just... These guys are tired as shit, you know. All they want to do is sit down and just, like, drink a bucket of ice or something. But you know what? Media is what keeps the fucking mouths talking, and the mouths talking are what gets into the game, and the people that get in the game pay the goddamn freight, and the people that pay the goddamn freight, these guys, rich! College football, Oklahoma and Oklahoma State are 9th and 10th. Colorado, 8th. What's Penn State? No, is 7th? Wisconsin 6th? Where have I fucking been? Penn State ranks 7th? How long ago was it that they were on suspension? They had their scholarships stripped. They were a shell of themselves. It took SMU 20 fucking years to climb back from that shit. I remember when SMU got nailed in the early 80s, right after the Eric Dickerson, Craig James, Pony Express period, when they... You know, they had a great team, and they suddenly got caught by the NCAA having violated all kinds of shit, and they got destroyed, man. I mean, they were eliminated from bowl game, all kinds of shit. It took them years to climb out of that. SMU used to be, when I was growing up, one of the big fucking football schools in the South, Southwest. And then they went to shit after that NCAA thang, and now... Alabama number 1, Ohio State 2, Clemson 3, Washington 4, Michigan 5, Wisconsin 6. No kidding, man. USC's ranked 11th, Washington 4th. Oh, God, this will be... Is it this weekend? Oh, hypothetical conference championship, USC and Washington. Who? What? Who won the South? I thought fucking Colorado won the motherfucking South. Pac-12, SC, and Washington... I don't know. I think Colorado is in the Pac-12 now. Am I wrong? If I'm wrong... No. Utah. Utah and Colorado, I thought, were in Pac-12. I'm going to look that up.
Yeah, you do that, Phil. Well, I'm going to look that up right now.
You watch me, man.
All I need is you.
I see myself, I'm looking at the mirror on the wall. Whoa.
somebody by your side. But I'm with you when you're all alone, and you correct me when I'm looking wrong. I see the guilt beneath the shame. I see your soul through your window pane. I see the scars that remain. I see Wayne. I'm looking at the
mirror on the wall. Here we are again. You threw my rise.
Mike Helfrich fired as Oregon coach 4-8 this season. First losing season since 2004. First losing season since 2004. He gets his ass fired. Wow, that's hardcore. Looking at each other again.
Looking at me now, I can see my past. Damn, I look just like my fucking dad. Light it up, that's smoke and mirrors. I even look good in a broken mirror. I see my mama smile, that's a blessing. I see the change, I see the message. And no message could have been any clearer. So I'm
Thanks a lot, Wayne. It's good, but...
Mirror on the wall. Here we are again.
Colorado Buffaloes are a part of, they're the Southern Division of the what, motherfucker? 10-2, first in the Southern Division. Well, then why in the fuck would it be Southern Cal in Washington? What conference are they in, you cunt? What conference? I know it's probably a stupid question, but Pac-12. Pac-12. Where are the standings, man? Okay, here are the standings. Washington's in first. Washington State's second. Oh, that's north. SC is second. Colorado. Colorado clinched the fucking South, so why would they... Were they saying SC might win the... Do they have a playoff in the South? I don't have any fucking idea how this shit works, man. I got no idea. Their fucking bitch conference works. Like Pac-12 took the two stronger teams in Utah to Colorado, left Utah State and Colorado State to just fucking fend for themselves, you know? I remember, I'm old enough to remember the Big Six. Nobody, and I'm telling you, there may be one or two people listening right now or watching me that know the Big Six. Anybody know the Big Six? Because that's who, that was, used to be the Pacific Six, I think they call it. Or no, it used to be the Pacific Conference. That was before I became aware of football. Then it became the Big Six. Maybe it was alternately called the Pacific Conference still, but in the early 60s, when I started following SC football and UCLA, it was the Big Six, and then they got Oregon and Oregon State, because at that time it was only USC, UCLA, Stanford, and Cal, Washington State. That was the Big Six. And they had the Big Eight, which is now the it's that conference with Nebraska, all that shit. That was the Big Eight. The Big Ten, which now has, 11 teams, and it's real good, and like that. So... The Big Six, and the Big Six was the Big Six until they added two new teams, Oregon and Oregon State, and they became the Pac-8. So that's when they became the Pac-8. If I'm not mistaken, yeah, they were, because they couldn't be the Big Eight. There already was a Big Eight, so they became the Pacific Eight, the Pac-8. And they went along as the Pac-8 until they became the Pac-10 when they added Arizona, Arizona State. And up to that point, I think Arizona, Arizona State were like Big Sky Conference or some shit. They were not, maybe they might have been WAC, Western Athletic Conference. They were not in the Big Eight. They weren't in the Southwest Conference. They were nothing. They were not really, they were not really significant football schools, but they became that way. And that's when the Pac-8 became the Pac-10. And they stayed the Pac-10, as you well know, for all these fucking years until, you know, now we have the, whatever it is, the Pac-12, yeah, with adding Utah and Colorado. Good move. I love it. It's a great move. You know, but college football is getting to the point now, man, where it's like, why wouldn't, if you were a player, why wouldn't you say, I'm kind of making a lot of money for these guys.
No, you're an amateur.
Really? I ain't generating amateur money. You motherfuckers are getting fat.
Well, it benefits the school.
Yeah, it benefits the school, but the head coach is making fucking $8 million a year. Give me a break. You know? Is that benefiting the school? The head coach made $8 million a year. Anyway, I know. I'm speaking some of that hippie liberal shit that just really drives some people crazy. I'm just not going to say anything about it, okay? We'll have a meeting later. All the cool kids stay after school. I'm kidding. All right.
Mirror on the wall, here we are again. Through my rise and fall, you've been my only friend.
Look at that, John Tortella, head coach. Oh, my God. John Tortella, head coach of the Columbus Blue Jackets. Why do I know that name? He was a player. He was a player for the who? The Islanders. Yes, he was. All right, thank you. He's now the head coach. I almost said, Tortella, wasn't he the head coach of the Islanders? I said, no, he wasn't the Islanders. He was a player with the Islanders. He's a little bit younger than me, not much. Because I think he was part of those Islander teams. I might be wrong about it. Wasn't he part of those great Islander teams in the early 80s when the Islanders were like just fucking kicking ass? Islanders and Oilers, remember? Am I right? Yeah. Man, I get a lot of things confused in my head, man. Shit don't fall together right anymore, man, because, you know, my head's all, like, fucked up. I hear things, bells going off, shit. Right here.
Mirror on the wall.
And my boy is USC, and my boy UCLA. UCLA suck. Boy, UCLA got their ass fucking kicked the other night. They kept it close in the first half, but then it was just forget it. And the first thing I noticed about UCLA in that game, they weren't tackling as well as they might. I'm not saying that they don't know how to tackle, but they blew some fucking huge tackles, especially open field shit, which you cannot, you know. You one-on-one open field, brother, you better make that. I don't give a shit. You got to make that tackle. Otherwise, that's, you know, touchdown central. So Washington, 11-1. What are they ranked this year? Fifth? Fourth, fifth? These are different times, my brother. Of course, when you only had a 6 or an 8 or even a 10-team conference, SC and UCLA were just running that fucking table year. And then, yeah, the odd year, fucking Colorado, you know, Oregon or mostly Washington State, they'd win. When I was in New York in the early 2000s, must have been when was it? Well, maybe not. Maybe it was just about 5-6 years ago when Oregon was doing well. Was it 5 or 6 years ago? Because I remember Times Square, they had a goddamn billboard, a huge billboard, bigger than any other billboard in Times Square, gigantic fucking billboard of an Oregon Duck football player. I mean, just this, Oregon football has arrived. We're in goddamn Times Square. Just big, gigantic dude just standing there with a helmet. It might have been some key player that I didn't recognize him. All right. That was really nutty.
Looking at me. Understand the man I am. So why are we here looking at each other again? Looking at me, I can see your face. It looks like the window case. And the face of a man, it looks like you're slamming ham. And that...
Sorry.
You know, Margaret has been sounding a little rough starting the show. I have to warm her up, if you'll pardon the expression. I've got to warm her up. And when I say warm her up, I hope. I really do hope and pray, you understand. And you don't make a big goddamn... Excuse my French.
Margaret.
No, not Margaret. They don't make a big goddamn... deal out of it.
Yesterday, this time yesterday, I was bawling, wasn't I? Was I crying about breaking up with Lauren? I hope you'll come and see us, by the way, on Friday night. We've got a lineup. We got a lot. I got to figure this thing out, man. There's some cats in the lineup that I didn't know were in the lineup. Because what happened was, I think Jamie, he's a great guy. He's the manager over at the Improv. He books people, because sometimes I don't have time, so he'll book the show, and I've asked him to. But this time out, I actually booked it myself, and I got Henry Phillips, who's terrific. Nick Rutherford, who's great. Valerie Gregson. Ow, it bit my tongue. What did I say? Henry Phillips, Nick Rutherford, Fraser Smith, Valerie Gregson, yours truly, and Dave Oliva will be assisting. And then the other cats that we've got, I'm going to have to figure this one out, man. By the way, go over to our website, which is where you are. Well, yeah, it should be lightning fast, I am told. Our website is lightning fucking fast. Okay, let me see. Oh, sorry. Yeah, here we are. Where is the... Here we go. Mirror on the wall. Amber Preston, Fashi Manwar, Sheng Wang, and more, okay? Now, man, I... there's a lot of cats. You see what I'm saying? I got a lot of motherfuckers on this show. Shit is... Wow. It's going to be a lot of folks. All I can tell you.
Yeah, okay, so... there's a lot of people going to be on the show, you know, and that's cool, you know, that's all right. But I have to tell you that it's kind of freaking me out, you know, kind of scaring me a little bit. So anyway, at the lab, Phil Henry, Amber Preston, Fahim Anwar, Sheng Wang, and more. Yeah.
Okay. All right, man, we'll get this thing going. What am I doing, man? I'm trying to, okay, cool. I'm just trying to lock out, get out of the full screen mode. Now, what I'm going to do is do this. Okay. Beep. Fraser Smith. Henry Phillips. Nick Rutherford. Valerie Gregson. Yours truly. Yours truly. And then... Valerie Gregson, Nick Rutherford. Yours truly. And then we have Dave Oliva.
All right, man. Well, this is going to be great. You know, a lot of what I want to tell you about, first of all, I'm aspiring to be LAPD, and I think it's the best police department there is. A lot of times, I've busted people who've got oregano. Fuck it. The thing that I'd like to say, I don't know if I should do Dave Oliver or not, you know, because what I would like to say at this time, though, is it's like they come in with a knife. The disrespect was... very, you know, was laid on thick and shit, you know?
There's a thing about young Hispanic men, who may not, who may be a little bit more working class.
They are, you know, very specific about wanting respect, you know, and it's like,
everything is a slight, you know? I mean, what are you talking about, man? That's my fucking ride.
You never speak that way about my ride, never. Don't you never speak that way of my ride. Like, you know, I get on my knees and I pray.
All right. God damn it. You know, I look at... the golfing season is now winding up or down, however the fuck you want to call it. And it was very funny. I had lunch the other day at the Ojai Valley Inn and Country Club. And... It's really a great place. If you're in California and you come out toward my neck of the woods up in Ventura County, head up to Ojai and have lunch, maybe play a round of golf if you want, or spend the weekend. Ojai Valley Inn is beautiful. And like I said, I think I told you once they had some senior events. They've had PGA events there. I don't know, maybe some... It's not a long course. That's why I'm hesitating to say that it's a PGA proper course, but I know they've had senior events on it, and they might have had some ladies events. But anyway, when I say it's not a long course, you know, relatively speaking, for a championship course. But I remember eating lunch there and then walking and almost getting run over by about six fucking golf carts because there's a pathway that goes between the parking lot and where the restaurant is, and there's a couple of pubs there, and then there's a hotel and, you know, and the golf course. These fucking guys came tearing ass through. I almost got killed, and I finally said, somebody, like one of the guys from the club, said, "I'm sorry, sir, you all right, sir?" "Yeah, I'm fine." I said, "What was that?" "Well, I'd say we're having a college tournament. It's the Southern California Golf Association amateurs coming through, and I almost got fucking run over by these guys." I said, "Why are they going so fast?" He says, "Well, because we need the course later on for some other so they got to they had to wrap their fucking tournament up because they were starting another." It was funnier at the time. So, all right. No, just never mind. Okay. "I'd even look good in a broken mirror." Bernard Langer. Remember him? Wow. They just showed a Tiger Woods fucking eagle. Either it's an eagle or and he's laughing. Like it's the biggest fucking lucky shot he ever saw in his life. I think that had to be a damn... I think it had to be a damn eagle. Like if it was a birdie, then he had a really shitty lie. Or a shitty second shot. All right.
All right.
Where is the, Hero World Challenge after a 15-month absence. Wyndham Championship was the last time he played, August 2015. Tiger Woods preparing for the Hero World Challenge after a 15-month absence. Odds to win the 2016. Dustin Johnson, who's, you know, he's tearing it up. Tiger Woods at 40-1. Jimmy Walker, 30-1. Dustin Johnson, 92. Jordan Spieth, 13-2. Matsuyama, 13-2. How about that? I've never heard of this tournament, the Hero World Challenge. It said, where is it? This is where they have all these screwy fucking... This is where they have all these screwy... Right? See how we're doing here, man. We're doing real good. Tomorrow's Tuesday. Doc Rivers losing his fucking cool over here. Oh, look at this. Doc Rivers getting out on the floor, screaming and cursing at people. Players holding him back. What the fuck is this? He is so fucking pissed. Brooklyn Nets. The Nets are holding his ass back. What? The Nets won at 122-120. They kick fucking Doc Rivers off the floor. And the Nets are holding Doc Rivers back. If I'm a Clipper, I don't think I want to see that. I'll take care of my own coach. Thank you. All these fucking Nets. I guess the Clippers were like, go ahead, man. Let them go. All right. Die them. What do I know? You know, it's one of those things. And the players and everyone will then, you know, they'll know what to do. Is the way I've got it. They'll know what to do. Margaret has invited me. Where is the... what am I doing? Oh, explosion, yeah. And then... Dave Oliva. He's in the Karen Deauville. I'm just thinking I'm putting some shit together here. All right, we're ready to go. All right. Who wrote the Al Jolson? All right, we're ready to go, man. Now we're going to do two bits here today. We have not two bits, but we have two. I think I'll start with, what? Yeah, okay. Out of sight, man. Out of sight. All right. And it goes something like this. If you were to do the Phil Hendry show, and you wanted to know, well, okay, just give me the basic building blocks of that motherfucker, I would say, well, it goes something like this.
Hey, everybody. I don't know if you've heard, but your favorite website, thechive.com, now has words, and it's come in the form of our podcast right over at Podcast One. So join us. I'm John Rezig. This is Bob Phillip.
Hi.
Every Thursday for a mix of Chive culture, celebrity interviews, and offbeat current events. And you can download it now at podcastone.com.
And this is Phil Hendry, and if you'd like to just know a little background about the show, I do all of the voices and all of the care. I think I heard something there. I want to do that again. I heard something. Here we go.